Welcome, boys and girls, one and all, Macness Podcast, episode 104. Yes, it is that time of year now for the annual Halloween throwdown or whatever you want to call it. I've been doing some stuff with East Society and Horrorcopia with helping the Blind Frankenstein with jump scares, but I always have to do this on my own feed show, whatever you want to call it, but it's going to be a short one. I want to talk about, for those of you that do have Hulu, there is their Huluween is what they're calling it, and they've had a a Halloween film fest or something. These are all just short films. They can range from 3 to 5 to 6 minutes. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them. And I'm just going to go down the list on what they are and just kind of give you a little brief synopsis of each of them and tell you what I thought. I won't tell you they're so short, I won't even give you the ending. These are all pretty much cool to check out. But the first one is called The Razzle. This one, it's like 4 minutes long. A young woman is drawn into a video on an internet. A young woman is drawn into a video on the internet of an old ritualistic dance and unwittingly unlocks a supernatural dilemma. This one was kind of creepy. She was on YouTube and she sees this little guy dancing, and then the guy on the screen is creepy. And then, these are so short, I don't really want to ruin it for you. So, like I said, this is only 4 minutes long, but, the payout is good. I really like this one. This is The Razzle. All right. The next one is called Carved. This one's 5 minutes long. A family obsessed with the jack-o'-lantern Halloween tradition carves off more than they expected with a pumpkin of unusual quality. This one was all right. I did like the effects, but then it kind of got a little cheesy. Just in the synopsis, what I said is what's going on. Because if I go, I don't want to really go into so much detail on these, because then it just ruins it for you. This one, it was all right. I mean, like I said, I like the effects. There is quality in these short films. Whoever made these, they did put the time in and a lot of money into these things. So, I mean, yeah, I guess I don't know how many that were submitted to Hulu, but I guess these are the ones that they picked. Moving on to the next one, The Hug. This one's 4 minutes long. A children's party at a pizza arcade turns nightmarish when the birthday boy heads backstage to seek out an animatronic panda who is off duty. This one was cool and it was creepy. It kind of gave me that Five Nights at Freddy's vibe. I think that's probably what they were going for. But this kid, they're at a pizza party at kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese type of deal. You know those animatronics that are up there dancing and everything. I always thought those were creepy. I never really enjoyed those things. Even I haven't been in Chuck E. Cheese in years, but you guys know what those are. And then, a little bit of all hell breaks loose in this pizza parlor place. But, yeah, it had its creepy factor, and I did like it. I mean, the little kid that's in this, he's like a little spoiled brat. So, yeah, I don't want to give away the ending. But, yeah, check this one out. It was okay. It was all right. The next one is Earn. This one's 4 minutes long. A woman who angrily scatters her mother's ashes into a lake finds it's not so easy to throw away the past. This one, yeah, it was kind of rough. It was a little sad on what's going on. But yeah, it takes a turn. It takes a hard turn at the ending. Yeah, I kind of almost started to shed a little tear on this one. Because it was sad, like, right from the get-go. But then the ending, yeah, watch it and you'll see how it turns out. This one's The Urn. I did like this one. This one was cool. It's only one lady. Well, I guess there's two actors in it, but the main lady that's in it, she was pretty good. This next one's called Lippy. It's 4 minutes long. Two teenage friends caught shoplifting must face the wrath of an unforgiving security guard who forces them into a strange underworld game. Yeah, like I said, this is 4 minutes. This is probably like my least favorite of them. I mean, the security guard was pretty creepy. If you were looking on the little picture that they have, I'm looking on the app. It might be different if you're like watching it on your TV, but the security guard, it's, she gets a little creepy. And then the ending, I probably need to watch this one again because I was kind of confused, a little bit confused at the end on what happened in this one. But yeah, like, it was all right, but then the ending kind of threw me a little. But yeah, this one's Lippy. The next one is Haunting, Horrifying Sounds from Beyond the Grave. This one's 5 minutes long. A musician's money grab Halloween composition unleashes terror when he decides to exploit his mother's dying moment. Yeah, this one was, it was eerie, and the subject matter, I mean, that pretty much this little synopsis pretty much tells you the whole story, but it doesn't give away the ending, of course. But yeah, this guy, he's one of those dudes that, like, he has all his equipment and he goes and makes sounds, like, I don't know, cars driving by or kids playing in the park or something. But his mother's she's in the hospital and she starts dying, and he's like, just she's basically on her deathbed, and then she starts to die, and he breaks out his recording equipment. Instead of running to go have a nurse or something, he just records her until she dies. And that's what it says here in the synopsis. And I'll leave it at that because the ending was like, whoa. So yeah, check this one out. The next one is the Gillymuck. This one's 4 minutes long. A troop camping trip runs awry when a young girl encounters the cute and cuddly Gillymuck and decides to bring the creature back to her campground. This had potential, but it was all right. I mean, it wasn't the actual Gillymuck. When you see it, it was kind of like, okay, but this one, I think this is probably like the weakest one out of all of them. Yeah, it's 4 minutes long. And yeah, I mean, nothing against the actors that are in it. It was just all these little girls. There's like one nice girl, and I think there's like three mean girls. And then and the Gillymuck. Yeah, okay. Yeah, check it out. I mean, if you like it, you like it, but yeah. It's probably my least favorite out of all of them. The next one and the last one is The Box. This is 3 minutes long. After stumbling upon an ancient box that carries a cryptic warning, a little boy makes a grave decision and must face the consequences. This one was my favorite one out of all the stories. I'm going to have the Zisu watch it, and we're going to go over it and spoil it and everything for one of our 31 days of horror. Cause he's not a horror watcher. If you're a faithful listener of the East Society podcast, you'll know he's into all these other type of movies and Star Wars like me. But lately I've been, when we started the Up to the Challenge podcast, I've been making him watch all these crazy things. And if you guys listen to those, you know, all the craziness that I've been making him watch. But yeah, because I was looking for just movies to talk about for the 31 Days of Horror. And then and I was just going through the Hulu stuff. And then I saw that they were doing a film festival or whatever you want to call it for their Huluween. So I was like, at first I thought they were like long films, but then I saw the running times and they were only like a few minutes. So I was like, all right, cool. I can give these a shot. And I just ran through all of them. So, but yeah, the last one, The Box, that's been my favorite story so far. And, I'm hoping that they maybe put more on with these. I'm not too sure on, what they're going to do or if this is it just for the month. It was actually called Huluween Film Fest. So, again, the titles, The Razzle, Carved, The Hug, Urn, Lippy, Horrifying Sounds from Beyond the Grave, The Gillymuck, and The Box. Out of all these, like I said, The Box is my favorite one. And, that one was cool. I won't really go into description on what that one, and that one was, the synopsis pretty much says it all, but I really enjoyed this one. I think they could turn that one into, like a full movie. Cause if you see it and then, cause you'll have questions on like, cause once it ends, you're like, oh, I mean, I was like, oh man, that's it. I knew it was 3 minutes, but I was so sucked into it. I was like, damn, I want to see more. So whoever directed this, I'm not too sure. I'm going to watch it again and find out the director's name. And then I'm going to reach out to him and see if he or she has any plans on making this into a full movie. Because I would like to see how it ends. But yeah, it was really good, man. I really enjoyed that one, The Box. So yeah, all those movies are streaming on Hulu. They threw a lot of new horror movies on Hulu. So they have their own little Huluween section, and there's all kinds of stuff that they already had on there. They threw some new ones on there, movies, TV shows. There's even a section for the kids with animated stuff. And then there is anime. They have some horror anime on there as well. I haven't really looked at those, so I'm not too sure, but there's a lot of movies on there that I want to check out. A lot of classic ones, 80s and 90s and all that. So, but yeah, if you guys want to hear more horror, I will be back later on. I'm trying to figure out something, or I'm actually having a guest on my next episode. She's like my little sister. I grew up with her when she was really young in Oakland. And she's all grown up and she's a mother now. So she's a different one. I mean, I love her. I mean, Sarah, you know that. I love you with all my heart. And we're going to be talking about horror. Not too sure what we're going to be talking about. Maybe we're just going to be all over the place and talking about how she got into horror and probably what her favorite one is. I mean, you guys all know what my favorite one is. And if you don't know and you're new to the whole Macness podcast, the original 1980 Friday the 13th, that's my all-time favorite horror film. But yeah, she's going to be on the next episode. And I'm going to throw out some more Halloween stuff. But if you want to hear me every day, listen to the East Society's 31 Days of Horror. You can find that, also on, iTunes as well, like this one, but it's a separate feed. There's a Anchor is what we call it, for that. If you're Apple Podcast listeners, for you iPhone users, just search East Society. You'll find it, because you guys all know that this is, the Skater Nez Podcast Network. and it's got all the other shows on here. So yeah, if you want to listen to my 31 Days of Horror, I've only done four so five so far. So if you do want to check those one, I'll tell you which ones I did for the first 4 days. I did the original Fog, the 1980 version. Then I did, or the Zisu joined me, and we did a segment, Safe Haven, from the movie VHS 2. Awesome. If you guys haven't seen it, check it out. Then I'm pretty much going to stick to the 80s and then bounce around maybe into something new. This one was also in the 80s. Amityville Horror 2, The Possession. Oh, man, that one scared the hell out of me. The newest one that I put up is Prom Night, the original one, 1980, not that crappy remake. With these anchor ones, the 31 Days of Horror, they're only a few minutes. They're not very long. So it's just basically me reading the back of my Blu-rays, because if you guys know me, I have a huge horror collection, DVDs, VHS tapes, as well as Blu-ray. I think I'm going to get sucked into this 4K format that they're doing now, but I don't know. We'll see. I probably just need of course, I'm going to get a better TV and a 4K player, because they already got me with Star Wars and Marvel. So, but for my anchor feed, for our anchor feed, the East Society, you can hear us on Apple Podcasts. Also, we're on CastBox, Radio Public, Breaker, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. We're on there. That's the East Society anchor shows. We got a ton of shows on there. It's going to be a ton more for this month and everything. I mean, on that one, if you guys are unfamiliar with it, with that feed, we kind of just, we're like all over the place with rewatching movies that we've seen a million times, Star Wars. We even do some sports on there. So yeah, check out that if you guys are just listening to the regular East Society feed, as well as MacNez and Pod and see, I can't even remember how many shows I got. Okay, I got MacNez Podcast, I got East Society, and the Big Guys Podcast, and Out of Necessity. That's kind of on a hiatus. The host is, she started college. If you guys listen to East Society, you know. She's like my daughter. It's the Zisu's daughter, but I consider her my daughter. She started her life in college, so she's more focusing on that. But she will be back without Out of Necessity. But I blabbed enough. You guys can, I'll be back later on with more. East Society, we just put one out, and my 31 Days of Horror that I'm going to do tomorrow. With the CastBox, you can get that app. East Society, I mean, the SkaterNez Podcast Network is also on there. So you can, if you don't want to do a million different ones, or you can just get that and hear everything we do. The anchor feed and the regular SkaterNez Podcast Network is on there, and you'll get everything. So I think that's probably the best one to get, unless you just have both subscribe to both channels on the Apple Podcasts, iTunes, whatever you want to call it. But all right, man, I blabbed enough. It's getting late. Plus, I want to make some popcorn and catch up on my TV shows. So I will be back later on, maybe in a few days. But you can go on the network and listen to all the other stuff. But big shout out to my brother Brian from The Horror Returns. He hooked me up with an awesome Funko Freddy Krueger cereal. I love it, brother. Thank you so much. And you know, I already thanked you on East Society, but I always got to thank you on here. And everyone else that listens to the show, you guys all rock. Everybody around the world, thank you for listening to my little show, and thank you for listening to East Society and everything else I'm a part of. Also got to give shout out to the Padded Room Podcast and Horrorcopia. You guys all rock, as well as The Horror Return. You know, I love you guys too. And everyone else, man, whoever's hearing this voice, my voice, you're going to hear it a lot more, because it helps me get through this thing we call life. So, but anyway, everything's all good. You guys all take care and rock hard and skate fast. We'll be right back.
you did, and then